That's what Christmas is to me, sharing with anyone, people you don't know. You should love everybody. And my little cousin asked me, he's like, why did you do that? And my little sister's like, because of God. And in my head, I'm like, it's not because of God, it's for God, because I live for God. Amen. So therefore, this is for God. This is what we should all be doing. And it felt really good. And my little sister, she's always like, I don't want to go to church. But she kind of had a little bit of different perspective on what church life is really like. And she thanked me today, too, and it felt really good. And this is my other sister, Alicia. Say hi.
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 And I don't know. I love Christmas time. To me, this is a time of sharing with people, everyone and anyone.
This is your first real Christmas.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. To me, this is my first real one, you know, yeah. To experience God in our Christmas. Amen. And, amen.
That's right, brother. Praise
the Lord. Are you still going to come by today if you have the chance?
After service talk, yeah, I'd love to. Praise the Lord. Who's going to be the spokesperson here? Annette, okay. She's like, oh, great.
You can do it.
I'm pretty much a wreck today. I've actually been gone the last 2 weeks. I was out of town, and then I was sick. Just coming into the house of God. The Spirit is so strong and so real. And I'm just so thankful for everything. And I just keep thinking about the weight we all carry. We all carry different weights. But Jesus Christ took on the weight of the world. Mm-hmm. Nothing is too hard when we look at him and know that he carried every single weight that we ever, ever have or will carry. He has already carried it. And I'm just so thankful for this house and for pastors that are so godly and just they're following after him and for the ability to just to be free in the Lord. And I'm so thankful. My children, Brandon said, why are you crying? And I'm so thankful for the gift of these children to be able to raise up. And I'm just so thankful.
Amen. I too, you guys, it is such a great thing to feel like family here. And it's so crazy because we've only been here almost, it's not even been a year, but I feel like such great relationships have been established here, and it's just unbelievable. And so it's so awesome to have our immediate family, but our church family. It's just unbelievable.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Brother Bill.
Merry Christmas. Well, would you please? Thanks. I'm not a family, but I'm here on behalf of all of us single people that are out in there. You are my family. And so the Lord put on my heart for all of us. This is a time of rejoicing. And as Christians, we shouldn't be weeping for our past. We should be rejoicing for our future.
Come on.
And be so thankful for this day because it was necessary for Jesus to be born so that we could all have the Holy Spirit within us.
Come on.
And that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
Amen.
Rejoice! Make a joyful shout to the Lord. Oh, you lands, since the Lord with gladness can serve him with gladness, come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pastures. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. and in his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you all. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, brother. Praise the Lord.
Merry Christmas, everyone. You know, Christmas time for me is just such a great time. And it's a time for family. It's a time for giving. It's a time for reflecting on what Christ did for us. You know, the Bible says, I have come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. But we can't do that unless we're living a Christ life and we're living like Christ. And I find that especially in this time of Christmas, I can really just, you know, give like, not like Christ gave, because he gave so much more than I could ever give, but I have the opportunity to give more than I would normally, and I can give of my time, I can give of, you know, my money to get presents, and I only give the presents, honestly, because I just think, you know what, God gave me so much, and I receive the most joy by giving all, you know, these gifts. I could go without if I could just give everybody something really big. That's my exciting thing, and you know, the one thing that I realize about Christmas is that, you know, it's just how amazing God is. And he can take anything, and he can turn it around for my good. And my God is just amazing. And I guess I've always loved Christmas, but this Christmas is just really something special. And I would just want to encourage anybody, you know, Christmas time is just a time when stress is much more prevalent than cheer. And it's so unfortunate because people misunderstand the point. The point is not, oh, I have to go Christmas shopping. I have to go get food for all these people that are coming over to my house. I have to clean my house. Those are all things that we do. But Christmas is really about reflecting on what Christ did for us and sending that back out into the world. Like our family and pastors Mike and Gay and Timmy, we all went over here and we got to hand out Christmas. You know, we didn't hand out anything, but we stood out there and we held Christmas signs and it said Merry Christmas. And these people were just like smiling and waving. And some of these people had like the most serious face you've ever seen. And you would be so surprised how quickly that turns around when somebody takes the time of day to let them know that they're loved. So that's what Christmas is to me.
Merry Christmas.
It's funny because I've been thinking a lot about where I've been and where God has brought me this year. Like, for instance, I would have never held a microphone in my hand. Well, I'm not even going to say how many years ago that was, but I mean, I got out of every speech in high school that I could possibly get out of because I couldn't talk in front of people. It was so incredibly hard for me, and he's just brought me so far. And I can safely say this has been the year from hell, but God doesn't see me broken. He sees me whole. And I think that's the greatest gift, that how he sees me and loves me. So.
I won't call names, but I've seen a couple of people, like, their legs start to move. So, anyone else? Huh? Call him out. No, I don't want to do that. There we go.
Merry Christmas, honey. Christmas. You're going to share.
Yeah, that's not Stacey this time. Well, the last couple of years during Christmas time, I've, like, not liked it. I've hated it. And I've been like a ball humbug, I guess you could say. And I wouldn't like celebrate it. I hated Christmas music. Stacey loves it. And, but this year I promised, I was like, you know what, no matter what, it's going to be a good Christmas. And I just kept telling myself that because every other year I wouldn't let it be. And just because of everything that has happened, either around Christmas or on Christmas, throughout the other years, I'm just like, Christmas isn't a good thing. I would think of it as it's bad. Well, this year, the devil kept throwing things at me and throwing things at me. And no matter what, I was like, no, it's going to be a good Christmas. So finally, this year has been like the best Christmas ever because I wouldn't let the devil take it from me. But yeah.
Come on. Yeah. Merry Christmas. She'll cry. Well, that's powerful. How many of you ever had to like fight the devil trying to keep your joy at Christmas? It's tough. Got to go back to, though, what we've been talking about. He's the second chance. It's restoration. He sees us whole. He gives us his Holy Spirit. Come on up, guys. Who's going to be the spokesperson?
Thank you guys for letting us be here. We love it here. God's kind of got a sense of humor. Was here back in 96 when we pastored actually in this building. And now here we are full circle. But you know, it's good. God's got new beginnings for us and we like it.
We like it better this time.
We like it better this time. And I got a mirror for Christmas this morning, so I was really excited about that. No, I really did. It was just a little handheld mirror because I always borrow my wife's to put my contacts in.
And other things.
So anyway, and now Bernie wants to say something.
Well, I love Christmas, and I love to give, and but, you know, God is the giver of life. And he wants to put so much back into all of us. And so, you know, this is coming up as a brand new year. And so let's give him our all, you know, because he has given us his all. And so let's just give him, you know, our all this year. That's what it's all about. Someone, I think it was Tyson, you know, he was talking about the song today, and that was so perfect. I love that song, Dwelling Places. And, you know, let's just give God our all this year. That's what it's about. And I reminisce, you know, I love, you know, the good memories of a family and friends and that kind of thing. And I think about my dad, you know. This is like the second year without him, and boy, that's tough, you know, because you see so many things that he would love, you know, the peanuts, you know, the little cans of peanuts, you know, different stuff, but he was such a giver, and but today, he's actually celebrating with Jesus, and man, that is so amazing, you know, what he's experiencing today. And man, I mean, the dinner and the cookies and his peanut brittle and all that jazz, you know, but man, just the wonderful day that he is having with Jesus today. That's what it's about. And that's our goal. You know, that one of these days, the people that we've all maybe, you know, that have gone on, man, they are all together today celebrating Jesus. And all the good things, and we're going to be there one day.
Amen.
Just can't wait.
Amen. Merry Christmas. Praise the Lord. Anyone else? Look at Stephen and Sarah. It's like, why are you looking at me? Yes. Come on up, Dennis. Merry Christmas.
I appreciate Bill representing the single people here, but I want to talk about families for a minute. Because my oldest daughter invited our whole family this afternoon, and I appreciate her doing that. But when we look at God's Word, Annas and Sapphira, when Jesus Christ was presented by mom and dad, the Holy Spirit entered into both of them. And Ananias lifted him up and blessed him.
Yeah.
And then Ananias brought thanks for him. And if we look at judgment, sometimes, just as our pastor talked about that, if we say that blessing upon our wives and thank them for everything they do, then it'd be better than looking at other things, because when we look at problems, sometimes we look at them with the problems. And if we look at them as a blessing, then maybe the Lord can really do things for them and thank them for everything they do. And I'm going to do the same thing when I meet my family. And when Sapphira lifted him up, she thanked him. So maybe we can follow that, because both of them were anointed by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And she was 84 years old, and Ananias was ready to go back home.
Yeah.
So take care of yourself. Be blessed upon all of you.
Praise the Lord. Anyone else? Going. Oh, see, I thought. I wasn't going to call you out, but I thought, okay. Here you go. You're going to be the spokesperson?
Yeah. All right, well, we have a ton to be thankful for this year. It's been a big, big year for the both of us. I've grown a lot in the Lord, so we definitely thank Jesus for that opportunity and just everything that he's done for us, because now we're engaged. I was blessed with a beautiful fiancé this year. And, you know, just set free from so many different things. And still, you know, God's still doing his work in me. And it's a feeling like no other, just to have God's joy and his love just fill our lives, and just the hope that God gives us. You know, Jesus has given everything for us, and it's definitely a whole new Christmas. It's not like a product of the world anymore, like where you're out shopping and stressed about gifts and worried about what you're going to buy for everybody. And, you know, it's different. This year, Tanya and I were on we were budgeting ourselves for Christmas this year, saving for our wedding. And at first I was like, well, how are we going to do this? You know, how are we going to buy all these gifts for everybody? But then getting into the Word and just focusing on Jesus, making God our primary focus, shopping, it came so easy. I didn't think that I could actually shop on a budget, but I mean, it's possible. And this Christmas is happier than any other Christmas has ever been, with the right focus and realizing our Savior came for us, all of us, and he gave us that opportunity to our Heavenly Father. So I think this Christmas is definitely a big step forward, and excited for our next first Merry Christmas. So
yeah.
We just thank God, and we just love everything about that he's done in our lives, and all of you guys here are so thankful to be in this house of God with this church family. It's definitely a big blessing to be here, so thank you, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I didn't call you out, did I?
Merry Christmas, everyone. My favorite part, I think, of the Christmas story is Mary and her response to everything that happened, particularly in the scripture where it speaks in Luke 2 about, but Mary quietly treasured these things in her heart and thought about them often. And one of the scriptures says pondered, but I like this word treasure because this year, I think above all years, the Lord has really admonished me, I want to say, about treasuring this time instead of getting through this time. Especially for women, I think that we can get so caught up in the trappings, and it's a trap, really, of Christmas and the holiday and the performance of Christmas, that we forget to treasure what God's really done for us as people and the great price that he paid for us to redeem us. So this year, even though I have forgotten it a couple times, I'm trying really hard to treasure. And I think that that's just a real precious word for us to remember today, especially. I was kind of mad at God that he made Christmas fall on Sunday at first. Because, I'm being honest and real. Didn't somebody say that? It's good that we can be that way. But then I realized that he did it just for me. Because, not really, but I mean, I'm joking. But he did because I've really learned about the treasure of how beautiful it is for this to fall on this particular day this year. And so I want to say thank you to him for all of you because you've made such a big, good thing in our lives. We're so thankful to be who we are to you and who you are to us. And we're grateful to stand as pastors of this church knowing that he has blessed us far more than he's blessed you. And we're truly grateful to be here. And so from our family to every single one of you, to each one of your hearts, Merry Christmas today.
Well, praise the Lord. I don't think I can say anything to follow that. Well, should we end with a song? How about Joy to the World one more time? No? Nick's like, huh? Okay. You're going to sing too? Oh, you got drafted. Okay. Let's stand. Praise the Lord.
Repeat the sounding joy.
Well, Merry Christmas, everyone. Guess what? We'll see you next year, 2012.